The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And I welcome you to Bob Burney Live this afternoon. A welcome to all of my listeners in Columbus, Ohio on WRFD 880 AM and 104.5 FM. But today we also have the privilege of welcoming our friends in Washington, D.C. on WAVA 105.1 FM. Don Crow is away from the microphone for a few days. And once again, I have the distinct privilege and honor for filling in for Don as we simulcast in Ohio's capital and in the capital of our country. So whether you're listening in Columbus, Ohio, or anywhere around the state of Ohio on WRFD, or if you're listening in our nation's capital on WAVA, I welcome you. These are unusual times. I don't think that's a surprise to any of you. And I hope and I pray that our time together will be, well, like the old song, peace in the midst of a storm. Is there reason for concern? Of course there is. It would be foolish not to be concerned about this virus. Panic? Hysteria? No. In spite of what the news media wants you to believe. I don't get angry often. Really, I'm not an angry person. I have a lot of problems. But anger is not one of them. Hey, of course I get angry, but that's just not one of the many, 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 many problems that I have. But I do get angry at the news media. For instance, and I had no intention of beginning the program with this. None whatsoever. I have a whole stack of stories here. I had planned out what we were going to discuss and where we were going to head. And just about 15 seconds before my microphone went on, I looked on Twitter and I see huge letters, CNN, breaking news. And I mean big letters, bigger than usual on Twitter. Here it is, CNN breaking news. At least 100 people have died from coronavirus across the U.S., according to a CNN tally. Okay, folks. As I said, I do not in any way, shape, or form want to diminish the tragedy that's unfolding, the importance of taking care and precautions. This virus is serious, particularly in other countries. Italy is being just devastated by this virus. But I want you to think about this. Headline, breaking news, at least 100 people have died from coronavirus. Do you realize how many people were killed in auto accidents in the last 24 hours? If you take in the entire country, all of America, I could have looked that up, but I didn't have time because this just popped up, but I assure you it's more than 100. Do you have any idea how many people have died from seasonal flu in the last 24 hours? I could look that up too, but I assure you it's more than 100. In fact, there are probably a dozen probably more than a dozen ways that people have lost their lives in the last 24 hours, a much higher total than 100. We are a country of over 300 million people. And for every one of those 100 that have died, it's a tragedy. It's sad for the family and so forth. But this is such a tiny, 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 tiny little number. And it's going to increase. We know that. We are positive. The number is going to increase of the people who die from this coronavirus. We know that. And we shouldn't be shocked. We should, unfortunately, expect it. But for CNN, breaking news, at least 100 people have died. And that's over a period of what? A month now? Over a month? 100 people have died? That's not breaking news. That's hysteria. That's CNN, in I believe, intentionally trying to instill panic and hysteria, and dare I say it, for their own political purposes. So again, I had no intention whatsoever of beginning the program with that, but that makes me angry. It does. Oh, all right. Hey, here's what I wanted to say to you. These are unique and unusual times. I am not exactly a spring chicken. I've been around for a while. But I have never lived through anything like this. I never have. My parents did. My grandparents did. My great-grandparents did. My parents lived through the Great Depression. My parents lived through World War II. I didn't. So for almost everyone alive in America, this is the very first time that we have faced anything like this. What about 9/11? That was a shock. But 9/11 brought America together, united us. This coronavirus, because of political parties and media, are doing their best to divide us. Remember right after 9/11, Republicans and Democrats in Washington, D.C. stood on the steps of the Capitol and they sang together, God bless America, and they said, we are no longer Republicans and Democrats. We are just Americans. That's not the case now. We got the liberal left saying it's Donald Trump's fault because he called this a hoax, which, by the way, he did not. That's a lie perpetrated by many in the media. Donald Trump is going to make all of us die because he did. And then the closings of restaurants, health facilities, malls, movie theaters, the moving of elections. We're in uncharted territory. We are. Almost none of us, here in America anyway, have lived through anything like this. Now, if you just want to talk and get things off your chest and share how you are feeling, why don't you give me a call and let's talk. I'm going to open the phone lines for you. 877-BOB-LIVE. Easy to remember, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. How is your community handling this? How is your church handling this? How is your family handling this? Well, I just give you an opportunity to talk. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. We'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
And again, welcome to Bob Burney Live, whether you are listening on WRFD in Columbus, Ohio, or WAVA in Washington, D.C. I welcome you and I thank you for spending some time with us this afternoon. So much news, things we can trust, things that we probably should question, but I wanted to give you an opportunity just to talk. 877-BOB-LIVE. Phone lines are jammed if you are trying to get through. Please be patient, and here's a little secret. As soon as you hear one of our callers hang up, be ready to dial. So right now, phone lines are jammed, but be ready to dial 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. First is Rick in Columbus, Ohio. Rick, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live.
I did some math over the weekend, Bob. You mentioned the flu.
Yeah.
You take an average flu season since 2010, the numbers every year were between 12,000 and 60,000 deaths. Flu season runs from October, peaks in March. Let's just say a six-month flu season, to be conservative, that's 166 people a day that die from the flu.
Yeah.
Italy, with their high death rates supposed from the coronavirus, Italy has the highest or the oldest median population in Europe. In fact, their age is 10 years older than the average American. And we all know that the older people are more susceptible to this virus. Also, Italy and China have a big economic and social ties with tourism. And this social distancing, I think we're doing the wrong thing because so many young people seem to be immune to this. We need to let it run through their system sooner so we can help the older people sooner. This is wrong approach, letting this thing drag out for months and months and months, because you're not going to stop any spread that they're worried about by trying to keep people apart. If the younger people are so immune, let them congregate together, like it'll run through their system. And then we can go on. This government is causing an economic downturn, and then we'll have to turn to the government to bail us out. This is just total backwards.
Well, there are certainly a lot of people who agree with you, Rick. I don't pretend to be an expert on anything. In Italy, Italy recorded another 350 deaths just yesterday alone in a 24-hour period. Much smaller country, obviously, than the United States, and a slightly higher rate of their seasonal flu. So at least in Italy, this is more serious than the seasonal flu, but there is no assurance that that would be the case here in America. Rick, glad you called. Thank you. Let's go to Jim, who is up next in Columbus, Ohio. Jim, you're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome, and thanks for calling.
Welcome, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. I had a couple things that I'm thinking regarding this flu. First of all, 2 Chronicles 7:14 is a verse well known to many Christians, most Christians probably. Many have committed to memory as I have. But I hadn't really taken the perspective of the 13th verse ahead of it puts it in perspective. It says that in times of when locusts eat up the land and when pestilence comes, then it says, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, will I hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. That's the first thing I thought about. The second thing I thought about, though, I read in Matthew 24 that it says in Matthew 24, it speaks of the tribulation, and it says, except those days were shortened, or that those days were shortened for the elect's sake. And so I know that you're probably predisposed to what most Christians are, to the idea of a pre-trib rapture. There are 11 scriptures in the Bible that talk about 3.5 years. And three or four of those in Revelation, one in Daniel, but there's 11 total. And I'd like you to tell me if this is not the beginning of the tribulation, what do those scriptures in Revelation and other places that talk about 3.5 years?
I think we got to be very, very careful about ascribing this to the beginning of the tribulation, simply because this is not the first worldwide pandemic at all. There have been several worldwide pandemics, and because of the lack of the technology that we have available, alert systems that we have available, many, 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 many more people died in the past. So I think if you were going to make the argument that a worldwide pandemic was an indication of the beginning of the tribulation, you would probably be more accurate if you tried to do that with the Black Plague or the other pandemics that came. So I think, and I've been consistent on this through the years, I think we have to be very careful that every time we have a crisis, there were all kinds of people when 9/11 happened. Well, this is the fulfillment of this prophecy, and this is the fulfillment of that prophecy, and it wasn't. Now, I'm a student of Bible prophecy. I believe in Bible prophecy, but I just think we have to be very careful to be certain or to over speculate on things that we just can't be certain about. But Jim, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. And I promise you, there are going to be a series of TV evangelists who are writing books right now. You can expect them to come out anytime, and they're going to give you the biblical perspective of the coronavirus, and it's a fulfillment of Daniel this, and Ezekiel that, and Jeremiah that, and Matthew this. I promise you that some of those TV evangelists are going to have books out very, very quickly, telling you with absolute assurance that this is a fulfillment of this prophecy, that prophecy. Do you remember Y2K? Do you remember all the TV evangelists who wrote the books about Y2K, and not one of them was even close to being correct? Do you remember that? And to my knowledge, not one of them apologized. Hey, folks, I sold about 300,000 books on phony Bible interpretation, and I just want to apologize. I don't think one of them did. No, they just waited and wrote a couple more books, and more Christians bought them. Now, again, I do not discount Bible prophecy. I discount a whole lot of modern-day prophets. So I want to be careful. All right, we've gone from full phone lines to now I've got a couple phone lines available for you. Let's talk 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Love to hear from you. We'll be back.